listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
The alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 22nd, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. 3 days till Christmas. Hope you've got your shopping done. I almost do, almost. But wow, I've got so much news and information. I've got a stack here. I want to go through, and we're going to get to here shortly. A couple of things I wanted to get in early, or else I might forget it. One, Art called in last week talking about the documentary film on Netflix, Stink. I watched that. Highly recommend you watch that. I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing it, but if you have loved ones, family, that have never heard any information about what is really in the soaps and shampoos and household cleaners, it's a must watch. So thanks, Art, for recommending that. Sincerely believe everyone should watch that one. It's free on Netflix. Stink, S-T-I-N-K. Just do a search and check it out. I can't remember. I think it's an hour and 20 minutes, something like that. Oddly enough, when that went off, you know, Netflix tries to ram something down your throat. I kind of hate the way it's set up. It tries to start something else immediately. It started a documentary film, which I would have probably never seen, called The American Meme. The American Meme, M-E-M-E, and this was a documentary about internet stars, people that are stars on YouTube or Vine or Twitter or all of the above, and I'm here to tell you, watch that one. That is a culture shock. However immoral you think this country is, there's a whole subculture out there that apparently I was totally oblivious to. That is some of the most vulgar and wretched humanity beyond belief. I mean, you just if you need a reality check, if you're in a really good mood and you want to get rid of it, watch The American Meme. I was really culture shock. I'll leave that. I may go into that in a different broadcast in more detail. It certainly deserves it. But the federal government is shut down. I could not care less. I wish it really, really, really was shut down, you know, instead of this symbolic, you know, I know people miss their paychecks and then they make it all up later and blah, 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 blah. But the AP has the story. Federal shutdown begins after lawmakers fail to make deal. Partial federal shutdown took hold early Saturday after Democrats refused to meet President Donald Trump's demands for $5 billion to start erecting his cherished Mexican border wall. A chaotic postscript for the Republicans in the waning days of their two-year reign controlling the government. I'm not going to read the whole story. You know what it says, but how about the useless, impotent Republican Party that's had control since 2016? They had the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. The people voted Donald Trump in. A lot, like myself, voted because they wanted a border wall and they wanted to end these ridiculous, useless wars in the Middle East, and we'll get to that here shortly. But the Republican, $5 billion. Now, I know that sounds like, and it is an enormous amount of money. It's 5,000 million, you know. That is an enormous amount of money, but it's not to the federal government. We go $3 billion a day. We go $100 million an hour in the hole. The president's not even asking for how much we go in the hole in 2 days, in 48 hours. He's not even asking for that much. That would be $6 billion, and it's actually a little more than that. I rounded down the last time I done the math so that I knew I couldn't be accused of being inaccurate. He's asking for something like, I don't know, 36, 38 hours of how much we go in the hole every minute of every day of every week of every month to secure the border. And I don't think $5 billion would build the wall, but that's their number. But anyway, look at the they never put up, and maybe no one could even calculate how much it cost us to have all this mass of illegal immigrants just waltzing into the country. I couldn't tell you how many stories I saw this week of illegal immigrants causing car wrecks or going to prison for various offenses. No one, if anyone has ever calculated that, what that costs the American taxpayer, it has to be unfreaking believable. But the Republican Party should be known, should be remembered, should everyone should know how useless and pathetic the Republican Party has gotten to be as any kind of representative of the people. You know, I've said it on this broadcast for I guess almost a decade, that we're not going to vote our way out of this. And much to my surprise, I have a situation where I work several days during the week where Rush Limbaugh has played. And oddly, you know, Rush Limbaugh is a lot better these days than I remember him being years ago, but whatever, not much of a fan because he doesn't take you near all the way. But anyway, I've been amazed at the information. I mean, he was out Monday and had a fill-in guest host, Mark Stein, and he did a segment on how useless it is to vote. I was really surprised. And he was saying the people are coming to accept the idea that voting is useless. And he was talking about Brexit and he was talking about the Republican Party. And it sounds like something you would hear on RBN, you know. And that is so good for the masses to hear that story, to hear that information, because this is absolute truth. The Republican Party, you know, we're stuck in this, you know, you can either vote for Democrats or Republicrats and nothing changes. And even though I'm not much of a fan anymore or a supporter of Donald Trump, I think he has tried to do a few things right. I mean, we would not be pulling out of Syria and Afghanistan. Now, I got to see it to believe it. We got to actually do it before it's happened. You know, before I can toot any horns here, I got to see that one to believe it. Because, you know, they may well hoax off another pathetic gas hoax, some of the most pitiful hoaxing I've ever seen in the history of hoaxing, that they done on Bashar Assad. They may try that again. I mean, the world, the media, everybody went along with that fabricated, farcical, ridiculous, absurd gas hoaxing the last time. Maybe they'll do it again. So I got to see us leave to believe it. But you would never have had that with Jeb Bush, the Shield Clinton, or any of the rest. Not even a discussion of it. But here are the people, you know, they do turn out. We can see that. I've been to one. I know this happened. They turn out at these Trump rallies, and Republican Party will not even vote. $5 billion. Everyone that's into this calling your congressman, don't call them and tell them to support the border wall. Call and tell them, the ones that won't support it, how ridiculous they are and what a shame and disgrace. Could you imagine what the founding fathers would think if they woke up today and saw what was happening in this country? I got two stories here, and these two stories is going to explain everything. I wouldn't even have to do nothing else but these two stories, and you could should understand how completely broke our government system is, how completely corrupt our government system is, how completely useless our government system is, how completely our biggest enemy in the world is our own freaking government. instead of worrying endless like the news media narrates every night that the biggest boogeyman in the world is Russia. And, you know, I went back and looked at the report from Iron Mountain a little bit this past week and, you know, how it was going to make the climate the ultimate enemy. And, I mean, it's really amazing. If you've never – it's on YouTube. If you've never watched that or read that, I read it years ago. I'm talking about, like, many, many years ago, probably early 2000. I thought, make the weather the enemy? Surely that would never happen. Well, I said the same thing when I read the Turner Diaries, and now look at things. Here we go. AP, the United States. Now, keep us in mind, this is the same Congress and Senate that won't fund $5 billion for border wall. The United States pledged $5.8 billion in aid and investment Tuesday for strengthening government and economic development in Central America and another $4.8 billion in development aid for southern Mexico. So we won't build a wall in between, but we'll pay them and try to pay them not to come to America. The U.S. aid aims to promote better security conditions and job opportunities as part of a regional plan to allow Central Americans and Mexicans to remain in their countries and not have to immigrate. So we won't build a wall, even though I played the clip and Tucker Carlson proved it and the representative from Israel stated it. Walls work. We're going to spend double the money that Trump wants for a wall to try to assist their economic development in these countries, which I would prefer, you know, to help them there than them come here and get on welfare and have anchor babies. I totally get that. But pouring monies into these assholes don't work. Look at Haiti. They've been doing that for 100 years, and look at it. I mean, we obviously can't learn. I'm not going to say can we not learn, because I know we can't learn. You know, not these sellout traitors we've got in Washington, D.C. The plan was announced in a joint U.S.-Mexican statement released by the State Department and read aloud by the Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary, Marcelo Ebrard, in the Mexican capital. I think it's good news. Very good news for Mexico, Ebrard said. You reckon when you're getting like $5 billion, $5,000 million, is that good news? I guess it is good news. I bet you, I just know that Vladimir Putin, he had to change his alarm clock to get up an hour earlier every morning so that he could get up, get a shower, eat some breakfast, and go over and turn on his computer and laugh hysterically as he reads Drudge Report at what the American government, what Washington, D.C. does to the American people daily, and then the farcical, absurd, a never-ending narrative about the Russia boogeyman. I bet he has to, you know, I picture him laughing, reared back laughing, and then he has to get to put both hands on his knees. You know, he's got some tissues there. He's drying his tearing eyes. He's laughing so hard at what a joke of a government the United States of America is. Newly inaugurated President Manuel Lopez waxed poetic about the plan to provide jobs so people won't have to immigrate. I have a dream that I want to see become reality, that nobody will want to go to the United States anymore, Lopez Obrador said at a morning news conference before the announcement. I believe if the American government will just keep shoving money to Mexico, this will work out just dandy. I added the last part. Okay, I could read that whole story, but for the sake of time, I'm not. All right, that's number one. That's number one. You only need two stories today here on Government Shutdown Day to know how ridiculous and absurd the government of the United States actually has become. I wish it was a shutdown. I wish it was shut down and all of the members of Congress had to go home and hope that, you know, hide and sneak to try to get to their house because of the mobs of people with pitchfork and torch in hand. Now, here's the other one, and I hope every host has covered this. I don't know. I found out about this, I think Sunday of last week, so this is a little bit of old news, but I don't know if any. I've not heard anyone cover it, so maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but here we go. A Texas elementary school pathologist refused to sign a pro-Israel oath now mandatory in many states. So she lost her job. And this is coming in from The Intercept. It's not even a an American news agency. A children's speech pathologist who has worked for the last 9 years with developmentally disabled, autistic, and speech-impaired elementary school children in Austin, Texas, has been told that she can no longer work with the public school district after she refused to sign an oath vowing that she does not and will not engage in a boycott of Israel or otherwise take any action that is intended to inflict economic harm on that foreign nation. A lawsuit on her behalf was filed early Monday morning in federal court in the Western District of Texas, alleging a violation of her First Amendment right to free speech. Now, a lot of states have these laws in place. North Carolina has one. It's a little different. It's where a business cannot do business with the state. I've talked about that on this broadcast. But, you know, I used to say North Carolina was the bootlicker state of the New World Order. I don't know. Maybe it's Texas. Texas law is even worse. And Texas, we're talking about Texas. I was brought up thinking, you know, that Texas was all these rough and tumble, you know, cowboys that just wouldn't take no BS from nobody. And apparently you can't even be a school teacher in Texas unless you fill out an oath. What is Israel so scared of? I shop. I don't never see anything from Israel. I look at the bottom of stuff. But, you know, the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. You know, that they did that because of the way they wanted these super PACs to be able to fund campaigns and, you know, run and own the elections, which obviously they do. But the Supreme Court ruled money is free speech. Money is tied to your First Amendment. So you should have the right to use your speech, your money, as the Supreme Court defines it, to spend it where you want to and to not spend it where you don't want to. But, you know, that is in a real world with a real constitution, with a real government, obeying real laws. Okay, that's not where we live, okay? We all wish we did, and a lot of people somehow still believe they do, but it's painfully obvious that we don't. And this story right here is the death knell proof of that, brother. The child language specialist, Bahia Amawi, is a U.S. citizen who received a master's degree in speech pathology in 1999, and since then has specialized in evaluations for young children with language difficulties. Amawi was born in Austria and has lived in the U.S. for the past 30 years, fluently speaks three languages, English, German, and Arabic, and has four U.S.-born American citizens. I don't care about any of that. I don't care where she's from. I don't care what nationality she is. She lives in America. She's American. She's a school teacher. And she's being denied her ability to make money at her chosen profession because she won't sign an oath to a foreign nation. My God. People. And, you know, you think about this. They've deplatformed all these different radio shows and websites where they can't take money. They can't receive money. No one can buy something or donate money through PayPal, digital type currencies, credit cards, what have you. If you think about that long enough, it's a real short step from that to you can't spend money. What I mean is where they'll go a step further and say Andrew Anglin can't have a credit card. He can't receive money. They've already justified that. But he can't spend money. And, you know, when they make that advancement, which certain's coming, they're trying to starve you to death. You don't have the right to be in the economic system that they've created so that they can omit you from it. Yeah, I know someone's going to email or call in and say, well, you know, you can deal in cash, blah, 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 blah. Call up, you know, some of these people that's been deplatformed, Stormfront, the list goes on, and see how well that's working. When you take away the convenience of it, a lot of people say to heck with it. All right, we're coming up on a break. I will continue with this story on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I had an email. I checked my email during the break and I had an email and it said, just think how Putin would laugh if he watched some American TV, especially the TV commercials. Oh, how true that is. How true that is. All Putin needs to do is watch the American meme. Just watch that documentary, Putin. And yeah, you probably shouldn't stand because you might fall from laughter. You may get dizzy and lose your balance from the hysterical laughter of what America has become. But back to the sad story of the day, the sad story of the week, the sad story of maybe this entire year. Well, you know, before I go into that, I want to say something. Last night, I got a stack of paper. I don't know how far back this thing goes. This thing was probably 3 feet tall. Papers of shows stories I've done during this show. Going back years, I'd carried them out of the house, I'd carried them to the building, they'd been sitting. And I decided, you know, I'm going to look through these and I'm going to save some of the headlines and put them in a box. I'm here to tell you, and I didn't even get to go through them all, I went through maybe half. It was jaw-dropping, some of the story, just the headlines. I thought about next week being the last broadcast of this year, just taking a segment and just reading headlines of stories over the past several years. I'm here to tell you, some of them I had totally forgot about. And It was quite a reality check. I'm very jaded. I'm never really very surprised. I was very surprised looking through those old headlines. And like I say, I didn't get a firm gauge on it, but I bet it was 3 years of news stories, you know, 52 weeks, 150 weeks of broadcast. But back to the school teacher from Texas. Now, she was prepared to sign her contract renewal until she noticed one new and extremely significant addition, a certification she was required to sign pledging that she does not currently boycott Israel and that she will not boycott Israel during the term of the contract and that she shall refrain from any action that is intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations with Israel or with a person or entity doing business in Israel or in an Israel-controlled territory. The language of the affirmation, Amawi was told she must sign, reads like Orwellian self-parody, the classic political loyalty oath that every American should intensively shudder upon reading. Now, I'm not going to dwell on the story all day, but I'm going to read you. This is the law right here. This is what she was supposed to sign. Pursuant to Section 2270.001 of Texas Government Code, the contractor affirms that it does not currently boycott Israel and will not boycott Israel during the term of this contract. Pursuant to Section 2270.001 of the Texas Code, boycott Israel means refusing to deal with, terminating business activities with, or otherwise taking any action that is intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations specifically with Israel or any person or entity doing business in Israel or in an Israeli-controlled territory, but does not include an action made for ordinary business purposes. And company means a for-profit sole proprietorship, organization, association, corporation, partnership, joint venture, limited partnership, limited liability partnership, or any limited liability company, including a wholly owned subsidiary, majority-owned subsidiary, parent company, or affiliates of those entities or business associations that exist to make a profit. And then it's got a place for her to sign. Now, that language would bar Amawi not only from refraining from buying goods from companies located within Israel, but also from any Israeli companies operating in the occupied West Bank. That's an Israeli-controlled territory. The oath given to Amawi would also prohibit her even from advocating such a boycott, given that such speech could be seen as intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations. Whatever one's own views are, boycotting Israel to stop its occupation is a global political movement modeled after the 1980s boycott aimed at South Africa that helped end that country's system of apartheid. It has become so mainstream that two newly elected members of the U.S. Congress explicitly support it, while boycotting Israeli companies in the occupied territories has long been advocated in the mainstream venues by Jewish Zionist groups such as Peace Now and the Jewish American Zionist writer Peter Beinart. This required certification about Israel was the only one in the contract sent to Amawi that pertained to political opinions and activism. There were no similar clauses relating to children, such as a vow not to advocate for pedophiles or child abusers, nor were there any required political oaths that pertain to the country of which she's a citizen and where she lives and works, the United States. In order to obtain contracts in Texas, then a citizen is free to denounce and work against the United States, to advocate for causes that directly harm American children, and even to support a boycott of particular U.S. states. Well, we'll continue this on the other side. We'll be wrapping it up. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, running down the story of the teacher who lost her job in Texas. Now, in order to obtain contracts in Texas, then a citizen is free to denounce and work against the United States to advocate for causes that directly harm American citizens, and even to support a boycott of particular U.S. states, such as was done in 2017 to North Carolina, in protest of its anti-LGBT law. In order to continue to work, a Maui would be perfectly free to engage in any political activism against her own country, participate in an economic boycott of any state or city within the U.S., or work against the policies of any other government in the world except Israel. So I'm just going to leave it right there. Just totally and of course this type of story gets no mainstream media coverage, obviously, you know. So most people, unless they listen to RBN, Patriot Radio, various sorts, look at websites that cover, you know, the real news, they're totally oblivious to what is actually taking place. I mean, it just boggles my mind. I've got several videos that I want to play today, and I know we're gonna, you know, it's always a little crunch for time, because I certainly want to take phone calls next hour. But I've got a clip here, Tucker Carlson. I'm going to go ahead and play that here. It's about 8 minutes, but it's some good information I want to play. I've also got a Mark Collette, might have to do at the top of the hour or whatever. Really some good information by Mark Collette, too. So, Sam, let's go ahead and play video two.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you've been seated in front of a TV all day watching the unfolding pageant, and obviously we're hoping that you were because it's our business, you know that Michael Flynn was supposed to be sentenced today. That would be for the crime of lying to FBI agents in his now famous White House interview at the very beginning of the administration. For a number of reasons you probably already heard about, none of them very significant in the cosmic scheme of things, that sentencing has been postponed until the new year. And of course, we'll bring you the details when that happens. In the meantime, though, we thought we would seize this opportunity to take stock of all that we have learned. Michael Flynn being, of course, the first major target of the Mueller investigation. That was all the way back, if you can believe it, at the beginning of last year, 2017. So it's been just about 2 years, almost, and the hunt for Russian spies on our soil has not slowed down. It has metastasized into something vast and remarkable. It's now practically its own agency of government. There now, we think this is right, there could be more, but what we could find are a half a dozen separate Russia investigations now being conducted by the Justice Department. That does not even count the separate congressional inquiries, or 4, 5, maybe more, who knows. And then, of course, nearly 100% of the attention of every news organization in Washington, almost everyone. So what have we learned after all that time and all that money and all that attention? Well, we know that the Russians spent a total of, let's check the math, $4,700 on Google ads during the 2016 election. Try to buy a car for that. We also know that Jerome Corsi and George Papadopoulos, two people you probably had never heard of before, likely did something bad, like misremembering dates or emails, though apparently neither one of them spied for anybody. That's what we've learned. We've also learned that, and people are not noting this, but we thought it'd be worth pointing out, virtually every issue that led voters unexpectedly to support Donald Trump in 2016 remains, as of now, unresolved, in some cases not even addressed. That would include the decline of the American middle class, the drop in life expectancy, the opioid crisis, our unsecured southern border, crushing student loan debt, the global dominance of China, the quagmire in Afghanistan, infrastructure, health care costs. We could go on. You know, the little things. You haven't heard a lot about any of that lately. The newsacres have not had time to tell you about any of that because they're too busy shouting self-righteously about Michael Flynn. He lied. He lied. They, by contrast, never lie because they're good people. Unlike Michael Flynn, who lied. So I guess the point is there's been a cost to our Russia fixation. Years later, we may look back and wonder what happened during the last 2 years. How did everybody in America with an Ivy League education simultaneously go insane in the space of a single year? Was there some kind of mass poisoning? Was it ergotism? It happened in medieval France. Maybe that's what happened. We're going to let historians sort that out. We're not really sure. For now, all we know for certain is that the people in charge have lost it. They really have. And if you don't believe it, listen to them explain the intricacies of the Russia conspiracy. They're mesmerized by it. It's a tale so complex, so riddled with internal contradictions, it sounds like an Eastern religion. Only they really understand it, but they mean it, and they do understand it. To them, Russia is the touchstone, is the comprehensive theory of everything. Consider what happened, for example, last night on cable news. And it really could have been any night on cable news. MSNBC, CNN, take your pick. We just happened to be watching last night around 11 when this happened, so we're bringing it to you tonight because it's interesting and it tells you a lot. By the way, this is from the most serious news program that NBC offers on cable. It's called The 11th Hour. There are two people in the segment we're about to show you. The first is a man called Malcolm Nance. Now, Nance identifies himself as a 35-year veteran of counterintelligence work, whatever that means. His most recent book is called The Plot to Hack America. It was a national bestseller thanks to heavy promotion from MSNBC. The second man you're about to see is Brian Williams, who, of course, needs no introduction. He was the anchor of the NBC Nightly News back when that meant something. Williams is widely regarded as a good guy by people who know him, and he's absolutely, in Washington anyway, is thought of as one of the smartest people in the news business. The point is, these are not kooks on late-night radio. They are considered highly impressive people. Keep that in mind as you watch this. Williams opens a segment by explaining that Russian disinformation teams have been working to divide America and convince the population, among other totally implausible things, that Jim Comey and Robert Mueller might have political agendas. Ridiculous, right? Williams asked Malcolm Nance to comment on that proposition, and Nance says this.
What Russia has done here, and where the true brilliance of this intelligence operation comes from, is way back in the early 2000s, the Russian military conducted a strategic study and started carrying out a disinformation plan in which they said that instead of carrying out kinetic warfare against your enemies, the best thing we can do is create a disinformation frame around that nation. To the point where, over time, as we are constantly tearing them apart and feeding them with false information, they would actually welcome an invasion.
Huh? Wait a second here. This is what we in the news business call news. So for nearly 20 years, the Russians have been building a disinformation frame around the United States. What's a disinformation frame? And how does it manage to brainwash an entire population so thoroughly that they welcome a foreign invasion? I mean, that's got to be the most powerful mind control device in human history. More detail, please. This is the part of the interview where the anchor politely interrupts the guest and asks him to explain what the hell he's talking about. But Williams does not do that. He just lets Malcolm Nance keep talking. So Malcolm Nance does keep talking.
So Russia has done that to the United States, and it began way before 2016. As a matter of fact, the earliest references I have with relation to Donald Trump shows that it started back in 2011 with Maria Butina and the NRA contacts with the fundamentalist Christian right and the alt-right in the United States. Russia was pushing these disinformation themes then. Then in 2013, they stood up the Russian Federation Internet Research Agency, which built all of these memes and tropes, which became the cruise missiles of fake news and disinformation designed to do what it did today, take one-third of the United States population and make them refuse to believe what they see before their very eyes and may have elected a president in the process.
Holy smokes. This is a tsunami of news. It turns out that Donald Trump's collusion with Russia began years before any of us suspected, way back in 2011. Here's the confusing part. In 2011, by all outward appearances, Trump was still a pretty conventional New York liberal. He went on David Letterman to read the top 10 list. He endorsed gun control. It was all a cover, a sophisticated ruse. As Malcolm Nance reveals, Trump was in fact busy plotting with the NRA, Christian fundamentalists, and the alt-right. Now, keep in mind, this was years before there was such a thing as the alt-right. But that's just how stealthy this operation was. Even the Steele dossier missed it. So did the rest of us, so that's not surprising, since, as Malcolm Nance has explained, thanks to Russian brainwashing, one-third of the U.S. population can no longer perceive reality. That's Malcolm Nance's position.
All right, we can just cut that right there. The reason I wanted to play that for you is I wanted you to see how ridiculous and absurd the news media in this country has actually got. Russia's not the disinformation agents. Our own news media is the disinformation agents. Brian Williams is the disinformation agents. So Lester Holt, the whole mainstream media is nothing but disinformation agents. You know, I had run across this months ago that this whole thing totaled $4,700. They've spent millions investigating and creating, manufacturing this boogeyman Russia collusion. It's went on for 2 years, and the corruption that has come out since Donald Trump has been elected, the corruption in the FBI, the DOJ, the whole push in Washington, D.C. is mind-boggling. I mean, we all knew it was super corrupt. But, I mean, they've tried to rig this election for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton and the Clintons get a pass on all of their criminality. This Mueller investigation is just a travesty. And this should be a front row seat of window of insight to everybody into America. That the government of the United States is just a cesspool of corruption, and obviously they do not represent nothing like the will of the people. It's not fixable. It's not fixable. It's so corrupt. It's not fixable. And it does my heart good when I hear anyone that's on 800 radio stations, no matter who they are, and they're talking about the fact that the American people are coming to grips with the fact that voting is practically useless. Now, I know on a local level, you know, you might can affect some change, but we're seeing a whole different story on the national level. It's playing out right now with the government shutdown. Now, moving on, I wanted to, but that story, Russia's disinformation teams from the year 2000 setting up the alt-right. I mean, this is what they peddle. And, you know, maybe one-third of the United States population can't perceive reality. I believe it. I honestly believe it's much higher than that. All right, here we go. Daily Mail UK. When you think you've heard it all. 8-year-old pupils to be told boys can have periods too under new sex education lessons guidelines. Did you hear that right? 8-year-old pupils to be told boys can have periods too under new sex education guidelines. Now, this is in Great Britain. Children will be told that all genders can have periods under the new guidelines. Brighton and Hove City Council issued the guidelines, which have faced criticism. Sex education lessons in which pupils as young as 8 will be told all genders have periods were yesterday condemned as unnecessarily confusing for young children. The classes follow guidelines that were issued to teachers to help them avoid offering girls who identify as boys. But critics described the guidelines as inappropriate and another example of political correctness gone mad. The teacher guidance from Brighton and Hove City Council states that trans boys and men are non-binary people and they may have periods. It says language about menstruation must be inclusive to all genders and orders that bins for used period products are provided in all toilets for all children. But Tory MP David Davies described it as insanity for teachers to be explaining the concept of transgender boys having periods to 8-year-olds. Amen to that. Learning about periods is already a difficult subject for children that age, so to throw in the idea girls who believe they're boys also have periods will leave them completely confused, he added. Stephanie Davies from the campaign group Transgender Trends said girls going through puberty are already having a difficult time. What they should be given is clear language to be able to talk about their bodies and their female biological functions without couching it in political corrective terms. And feminist campaigner Julie Bondel said to tell impressionable children that boys can also menstruate sidelines girls who should be getting support when they start their periods. The emergence of the guidelines comes after it was reported that a state secondary in Brighton has 40 pupils who do not identify as the gender presented at birth. So there's 40 students. You know, we've got to change everything. We've got 40 confused kids over here. We're going to change everything for everybody. We're going to throw out what we've done for hundreds of years. You know, we're going to do away with the fact that when you reach down and grab a hold of what you got, that's what you are. Unfreaking believable. And you know, this madness, this transgender rush to change everything has come so sudden. You know, I'll say it again, as soon as they won the homosexual gay marriage law of the land, they immediately marched out Bruce Jenner, that disgraceful shame, and started ramming transgenderism down everybody's throats. And, you know, I'll say it again, I don't care what people do in their own bedroom. It's this flaunting it in everyone's face, this being able to adopt children, this glorifying it and justifying it, having to put it in every TV show and TV commercial so that you can manufacture more of it, is just sickening. I mean, when are the people? The churches dot the landscape. When are the people going to say they've had enough of this filth rammed down their throat constantly? You know, and this putting children through this at that age. They know what they're going. They're creating more of this. That's what they want. If they talk about it all the time, they point out people that's doing it, they glorify them, they change the rules to appease them, you're going to get more of this, which is absolutely what the goal obviously is. And it's, no one can talk about it. No one can, if you oppose it, they try to make you a pariah, so it is troubling times in which we live, where everything that's wrong is subjected to being, everything that's wrong is portrayed as right, is the best way I can put it. And this just goes full circle, practically everything. They want every kind of diversity except political diversity. Back in moments.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I wanted to get this in. I didn't know this last Saturday, and everyone listening that's in North Carolina will know what I'm talking about. The voter ID is the biggest deal going around here. I mean, the sheer horror of having to produce an ID and prove your identity to vote. We had an amendment to the Constitution on the ballot November 6th, and it overwhelmingly passed. And I did not know, you know, I've not studied government that much, I guess. I wouldn't have thought it would have been this way, but it was. I did not know that if you have a ballot referendum and the people overwhelmingly support amending the state constitution, that the governor can veto it. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper on Friday, that's a week ago yesterday, vetoed legislation implementing a voter photo identification mandate that was added to the state's constitution in a recent referendum, teeing up a likely veto override by the Republican lawmakers. Cooper has repeatedly opposed voter ID legislation over the years, saying it was unnecessary and would prevent many poor and minority citizens from exercising their right to cast ballots. He vetoed the measure, even though more than 55% of the voters approved a constitutional amendment last month requiring an in-person voter to have a photo ID. You know, how is this that having to produce an ID somehow unfairly affects minorities? I mean, you have to, in North Carolina, if you want to buy a pistol, you have to go get a gun permit. They probably would like to. But they've never argued that that somehow is unfair against minorities. You have to have a driver's license to drive. They don't. How is it any different to freaking vote? And, you know, if you're so challenged, this is my opinion, if you're so challenged to acquire an ID, you know, you're incapable somehow of putting together the processes necessary to acquire an ID into the palm of your hand, you maybe are not qualified to vote. Maybe we don't need you to vote because, you know, you're incompetent. Requiring photo IDs for in-person voting is a solution in search of a problem, Cooper said. Look at all this massive voter fraud. They want the voter fraud. They want the voter fraud because they benefit from it, obviously. Instead, the real election problem is votes harvested illegally through absentee ballots, blah, 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 blah. He added that the bill's fundamental flaw was a sinister and cynical attempt to suppress the voting rights of minorities, the poor, and the elderly. Republican leaders in the GOP-dominated General Assembly vowed late Friday to override a move that observers expect will lead to litigation. Despite the governor's personal feelings on voter ID, the fact remains that the constitutional amendment passed with a broad mandate from North Carolinians, GOP Senate leader Phil Berger said in a release, calling Cooper's arguments a tired rehash of unconvincing talking points rejected by the voters, which would be the truth. Democratic legislators acknowledged that voter ID rules are necessary because of the referendum, but they said the details are being rushed and complex and will prevent some minorities and poor from voting. The bill greatly expands the number of qualifying IDs and exceptions compared to legislation blocked earlier this decade. Republicans say the changes will ensure that everyone lawfully registered to vote can vote and cast a ballot. It had a whole litany of different IDs. I think you can go get a free ID at the DMV. I mean, they put everything in there so that, you know, if you're really having difficulty acquiring an ID, they've got something for you. You can get an ID. You're just not going to be able to vote two or three, four times anymore. Now the NAACP has put together a lawsuit suing over the fact that, you know, there's a new amendment to the Constitution and you're going to have to present an ID.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep our